Even with the economy improving, jobs will be tough to find this summer, even at places known for seasonal employment. Think about amusement parks and the thousands of workers who sell you cotton candy, buckle you into a roller coaster, or entertain you with a live show. In past years, many of those jobs would go to high school or college students, but this year, with unemployment around 10%, competition is tougher. Nancy Fregali reports from Universal Studios in Los Angeles.
Here for the studio guide, open call, set through the main security checkpoint. To the right, you'll see a back hole line.
This line looks like a roller coaster ride. It snakes around with many twists and sudden turns. More than 1,000 people are here to apply for a job as a studio tour guide. And the job seekers don't fit the traditional amusement park profile. There are older men in wingtips, middle-aged women in flats, and 20-somethings in sneakers, like this guy.
If you're here for the job, do you need to have a resume with you?
For this section, no.
Earlier this year, Universal Studios had more than 1,000 people apply for 200 spring break positions. In fact, many parks in Southern California have canceled their usual spring job fairs, including Knott's Berry Farm and Disneyland. They have already been swamped with resumes. But that hasn't stopped Adam Yogel. He's 26, and he has a folder.
I brought a business resume, which is gives my education experience, the awards, the memberships, and my recent employment. And I also brought a performance resume, because this is a performance-oriented job.
He lost his job as a waiter 6 months ago.
I've applied everywhere from pet stores, telemarketing firms. I've applied to acting studios. I've tried to get jobs within the industry, such as production assistants.
Yogel says the tour guide job would be great, and it could be a long-term gig. That's what a lot of folks are saying, like Bill Shalhoub, independent locksmith. He's number 20 in line. Shalhoub is 55. He says his age is a plus. He's been around, he can improvise, and he says that's a must for a tour guide.
I can become anything. I'm like water. I'll just form whatever they want. I'll become it.
You know, as the economy started to soften last year, we started to see an increase in older applicants and people who were unemployed from other traditional roles.
That's David Mant. He's with the International Association of Amusement Parks and Attractions. They represent more than 400 amusement parks and 600,000 jobs. Mant says parks are happy to have applicants with years of job experience.
We have call centers, we have jobs in human resources and finance and accounting. Think of a theme park in many ways as a small city, and we need all of the different skills that are required to operate that small city. So there's really a wide spectrum of positions that are available within the parks.
Back at Universal Studios, Adam Yogel just finished his interview. He waited in line for an hour and got his 5 minutes. He says his interviewer liked him.
He told me my performance background was impressive and that if I hear from them tomorrow, it's a yes. If I don't, it's a no.
It's a no. Yogel didn't get the call. Universal Studios only asked 60 people to return from the pool of more than 1,000. That's a tougher rate of acceptance than Harvard University. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Fregali in Los Angeles.